This podcast is presented by Student Ministry Publishing of Lifeway Christian Resources, Biblical Solutions for Life.
To another unit of Studies with Life Focus podcast. I'm your host, Alice Stegeman. We are beginning Unit 2 of the fall quarter in our Bible study materials for the month of October. Our co-host for this month is Jimmy Hester. How are you doing today, Jimmy?
I'm doing great, Alice.
Jimmy should be no stranger to those of you that have been listening for a while to our podcast. He's been with us a number of times. And normally at this point of the podcast, I ask our co-host to explain what their role is at Lifeway and what they do. And Jimmy is in a unique position because he is actually transitioning out of his role at Lifeway. So, Jimmy, would you share just a little bit about that?
Sure. By the time you guys study this, I will be in my second day of retirement. I'm retiring the 1st of October after 26 years here at Lifeway and 10 years in this position of Director of Student Ministry Publishing. So it's been a great journey, and God's blessed me tremendously with the folks like Alice and others here who I've been able to work with. It's just been great.
Well, we appreciate you taking time out of your schedule in your last few weeks of work here and so forth, and we wanted to grab you and take that opportunity one more time to have you as our co-host,
Well, thanks.
We appreciate you doing
that.
The unit that we're going to be beginning this week is entitled, I Need a Miracle, and you may recall that September's study was about growing spiritually in community with others, but this month the study, as you can tell from the title, is about the miracles of Jesus and what they revealed about him. And as we've talked before about our known spiritual development strategy, this unit fits very well with the first part of the strategy, Know God, because it will help students to know Christ better through the study of his miracles and understand a little bit better about his character. So as we dive into the Bible study for the first week, the week of October the 2nd, the lesson is called, Who Are You Really? The question for the week is, why did Jesus perform miracles? The answer is, through his miracles, Jesus displayed his divine power and brought glory to himself. And the living it out statement is, students will strengthen their faith in Jesus as the one and only Son of God. Our Bible passages are John 1, verses 14 and 18, and John 2, verses 1 through 11. So, as we look at how to answer that question, why did Jesus perform miracles? First of all, it was because it was his mission, and this comes out of the first part of John 2. So, as we look at that passage, which is the story of the wedding in Cana, what truth did you glean from this, Jimmy?
Well, it's a great account, and I really there was one thing I picked up on in reading it again yesterday that I never had caught before, but it reminded me so much of my mother in some ways, because it's interesting how Jesus asked the question when she said something to him about the wine running out, and he said, "What has this concern of yours to do with me, woman? My hour has not yet come." And instead of answering him, all she said was, do whatever he tells you. In other words, well, Jesus, let's just get on with this. You do whatever he tells you, speaking to the servants. Mm-hmm. I thought, well, that's my mom. She wouldn't have responded to me, but she would have gone ahead and done whatever needed to be done. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what's going on here. I think she knew. It wasn't like she was overbearing with him. Mm-hmm. I don't hear that in that statement. But I do hear her saying, get on with your mission. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what this is speaking about. What is his mission? And so it says to us that we need to stay focused on what God wants us to do. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what he's reflecting here. Like Jesus, we are to stay focused on doing God's will. And as this is going to illustrate throughout the story, bringing glory to God. Mm-hmm. That's one of the purposes that Jesus had in doing miracles, was to bring glory to God in that. So it's interesting, though, how it came about. And I don't think they left out anything there. I think that's exactly the way it came about and the way she responded to him.
I think it's an interesting glimpse into the relationship that they had, mm-hmm. Jesus and his mother. And I think you're exactly right. She knew she didn't have to answer his question. She could just say, okay, it's up to you. You're going to do the right thing. So
that's right.
Just go on with it.
Go ahead and do it. Yeah. and I think it's also going to tell us something in here, too, about exactly what he addressed the issue. Mm-hmm. He didn't do more than was needed or less than was needed. Mm-hmm. He did whatever was appropriate. Mm-hmm. To accomplish his mission, mm-hmm. and to show who he was and what mm-hmm. he was about. And mm-hmm. I think that's important for us, too, to realize. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it shows the confidence she had in him that she told the servants, just whatever he says, go ahead and do it. You know,
go ahead and take care of it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Then the second answer to that question of why did Jesus perform miracles is to show his power. And this is when we get into the part of the story, which is the actual miracle itself and how it came about. So what did you see in this?
Yeah, I think the thing here to see is the context of this, of course, is the wedding. And he's mm-hmm. trying to take care of the host of the wedding by them not being embarrassed because they ran out of wine. Mm-hmm. And so turning the water into wine, you know, for some that might seem an insignificant act. Mm-hmm. But that says to me that Jesus is concerned about every detail. It's not like he was looking to perform some great, inspiring miracle, like mm-hmm. we're going to see later in the study this mm-hmm. month, mm-hmm. That he did that also. But here he was concerned about every area. Mm-hmm. He is concerned about every area of our lives, the big and the small. Mm-hmm. And in this case, some could view this as being small. Now, the other part of it is, when you read this, it talks about the response to his new wine mm-hmm. was that they said, wow, usually they serve the best wine first, but you've mm-hmm. brought out the best wine later. And it just suggests to us that Jesus offers us, he always offers a superior,
right,
a superior thing to right. all the other choices we have.
Right.
And so that's another reason for us to follow him. And I think mm-hmm. it's very appropriate. He is demonstrating his power, but even in his power, when you think mm-hmm. about power, that's a strong word, he's doing it in a small way.
And nothing but the best.
Nothing but the best, that's right.
Yeah, that's great. And then the other answer to the question, why did Jesus perform miracles, is that it was an opportunity to show his glory. And this comes out of the not only the last part of this story, but then we back up to chapter 1 and pick up a couple of verses. So what did you see in this?
Well, I think here there's in verse 11, it's interesting to me where he says, Jesus performed this first sign in Cana of Galilee. He displayed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Mm-hmm. And my question is, really? Did they? I think they had a greater understanding of who he was, mm-hmm. but I'm still not sure. And obviously, we know the rest of the story.
Right.
We know other situations where they deal with him in other situations mm-hmm. where it's pretty obvious they haven't figured this out yet. But they're beginning to see here, I think, in his very first miracle, mm-hmm. who he is and something about him. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they really did. I think it was a growing faith. I think mm-hmm. that's what it's suggesting to us, that mm-hmm. this is what he's doing here is helping them grow in their faith, mm-hmm. which, again, is important for us to understand. We may probably never will have it fully, mm-hmm. but it can continue to be a growing faith. And I think that's something very important for students to begin to understand as they begin. I know we're talking about know here, but mm-hmm. also own their faith. Mm-hmm. As they begin to own that faith, mm-hmm. they can begin in a very small way to own their faith, but then it can be deeper as they get into
right.
it. And I think that's what this is kind of referring to here.
Mm-hmm.
And it is demonstrating again his glory, and
right.
it's demonstrating that through this.
It's kind of hard for us to put ourselves in the shoes of the disciples because we do know the end of the story. We know so much more than what they knew at this point. But to think about, for them, this was a very new thing, just to even begin to think about him having the glory of God on him mm-hmm. and being able to perform the miracles and so forth. This was all brand new to them and just
yeah.
totally revolutionary to
and
them.
To witness that,
right?
You know, it had to be a, you know, it's not difficult in some ways to understand why they were willing to follow him, because
right.
I would have been willing to follow him to see what was going to happen next,
right.
you
right.
know, and I think that was part of it as well as their deep mm-hmm. spiritual yearning mm-hmm. to know more about him and to see what he's mm-hmm. why he came and what he was about.
Right. And then the verses that we pick up out of chapter 1 are the great summary statements of who he was and why he came, and to bring glory to God.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that whole passage is just, I mean, that's the way John introduces this whole book.
Right.
And this is just illustrating it. That's right. What you find a lot in John, are illustrations of that very first chapter about who is this Jesus and what is he here for.
So to sum up, the question for this week is, why did Jesus perform miracles? And the points we want to drive home are, number one, his mission, number two, his power, and number three, his glory. There are additional free helps available at lifeway.com/myextra. You'll find there some current news stories and a way to relate them to the sessions for this month. And also you'll find songs that can be downloaded that will support your teaching plan. Other links that are listed there are an email address to which you can send feedback to our Life Focus editorial staff, a link to our community on Ning at lifewayextra.ning.com, a link to our Twitter page at twitter.com/lifefocus, and a link to our Facebook page at facebook.com/lifefocus. Thanks for listening. This is Alice Stegeman. Hope to have you with us next week for another edition of Life Focus Podcasts.